flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. Keila from St. Paul says, my husband lies when the truth will do. He is not a convincing liar, so all I have to do is keep questioning him and he ends up telling the truth. Why do most men think their wives can't handle the truth? I believe in being honest at all times. What you got for Keila, CLO?
Well,
fix this.
I believe I can fly. You know what I'm saying?
But I ain't jumped.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, come on now. I got what you're saying. Now, listen to me.
Oh, you do?
Why do most men lie? First of all, let's understand something. Let's get this cleared up. Women lie, too.
True.
So it's not no, why do all men lie? Real men lie for protection purposes, to protect your emotions from what we think will create a bad feeling in you. Now, you feel, I can handle the truth. Yeah, okay. You may be able to handle the truth, and most women can handle the truth. But in getting to the point of handling it, there is a period in there where the reaction to the truth is what we don't want.
That's what you don't like, yeah.
See, it ain't the fact that we don't think you can handle the truth. It's just we just think that your reaction to the truth is going to put us in a position that we don't really want to be in.
Right,
I don't think
right.
You can handle it.
The motives are selfish on the men's part. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to be
you know,
bad
you can
guys.
Call it selfish.
That's all it is. They don't want to be bad guys. Yeah, they can't.
It's protection a lot of times, too.
It's for you. The lie is for you.
You know, y'all don't understand
you.
That part right
you.
There.
You.
No, that lie is for you.
No, the lie is for you.
Well, okay. All right. Let me be fair. It depends on what the lie is.
Yeah.
Some lies.
It's got conditions to this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some lies are necessary. Some lies are not necessary. I'll give you a necessary lie.
Okay.
Your wife get dressed and come out and say what you think. That ain't the time for the truth.
And you hate it.
It's necessary.
What you got to do is compliment that outfit so y'all can get out this house and go where y'all going. Because if you don't, she can't go back in there. We're already late.
Yeah.
That becomes a necessary lie. Second necessary lie. I'm going over here. But you don't go over there. You go somewhere else. Then you come home and the wife say, where you been? And then you tell her where you told her you was going. But she done found out different.
Oh.
And now here she come. You wasn't at Ernie's house because Ernie came over here looking for you.
What the hell are we gonna come over here for?
And we got Life 360. We can track you now. So you come up with something else with that.
You and Ernie should have got
now,
together.
Yeah. You got to come up with the lie.
Because I see your phone.
I did say I was going over Ernie's house.
But that's not what this app says. You were.
So I went down to the pool hall.
I can see where you went. I can track you.
Okay, well, that's what I went. I just wanted to go down there and chill.
What you like?
Well, I thought about going to Ernie's house, but then I didn't want to be bothered with Ernie. But that's why. So Ernie came over here. That's why Ernie came over here looking for me.
Oh, fix it.
Ta-da. Please. Next question, Shirley.
Please know we through with Ernie, though.
You're frustrated, Steve.
Ernie ain't your boy no more.
We through with Ernie.
How the hell Ernie just going to go over to the house?
Right.
Nuts.
All right. Moving on to Terica in Huntsville. Terica says, my daughter woke up and chose violence. She threw a shoe at me when I told her to stop hitting our dog. I pointed my finger at her and yelled, no, she's only three. But she told her daddy on me. He said I went too far. Was I too rough on her?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
3 years old.
Wait, you had this baby? This baby you had.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
The one you made.
Uh-huh. Carried for nine.
Yeah.
Chose violence and threw a shoe at you?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, do you know how much I would have had to tell my daddy when he got home?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main things is my daddy would want to know where the shoe is, and then that's why I would require medical attention so we can go get this shoe out. Because that would have happened to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have chose violence at my mama. But see, y'all new now. So y'all doing this new form of raising. You letting your children decide. And you letting
gentle
your children.
And
yeah, and no. We got to the point where children are deciding too much stuff.
Yeah, we got some crap beat out of us, okay?
So, no. And your husband in here talking about siding with her and all that. I'll fix it. But you the woman of the house. You can fix all that. She won't tell nothing else, and your husband ain't going to question you about nothing else. Handle it like you supposed to. You the queen of the castle.
Come on, yep.
We got our ass whooped at three.
Yeah.
At
three.
What no guidelines?
Age limit?
What you mean she chose violence?
Right.
No.
At three.
We chose violence.
Right.
All right, moving on to Veronica in Calumet. Veronica writes, my husband and I have sex in the car on our lunch break for fun. My boss, who's female, said that my hair was mashed up in the back and my clothes were wrinkled today when I went back in the office. Is she on to me or was she hating? That's the question.
Hating?
Yeah. She was hating because...
Your boss told you your hair messed up and your clothes wrinkled in the back. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of
it could be both.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a, hey, get your act together suggestion
right.
to me.
Right.
You look
it's your husband.
Yeah.
I'm cool, but you do know your hair messed up and your clothes is wrinkled in the back.
Yeah.
Now, your boss ain't the only one see that.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
point.
So,
that part.
Is she on to you or is she hating? Could it be she trying to help you out? Because she doesn't say nothing to you. Just say, hey, sister, you know your hair messed up in the back and your clothes is wrinkled.
Yeah.
Get all that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay.
Nah, baby, you're white on, folks and you sister. Acting a damn fool.
Yeah.
At your black job.
But now here she is. Is she on to me or is she hating?
Yeah, she doesn't get it at
lady,
all.
Lady, God, dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, get it together, Veronica.
Your husband ain't messed up.
Why's they cleaning up in that car?
Oh, they ain't gonna clean it up, but they mad. They ain't got to clean it.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.